And never is it for a believer to kill a believer except by mistake. And whoever kills a believer by mistake, then the freeing of a believing slave and a compensation payment presented to the deceased's family is required, unless they give up their right as charity. But if the deceased was from a people at war with you and he was a believer, then only the freeing of a believing slave. And if he was from a people with whom you have a treaty, then a compensation payment presented to his family and the freeing of a believing slave. And whoever does not find one or cannot afford to buy one, then instead, a fast for 2 months consecutively, seeking acceptance of repentance from Allah. And Allah is ever-knowing and wise. But whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell, wherein he will abide eternally. And Allah has become angry with him, and has cursed him, and has prepared for him a great punishment. O you who have believed, when you go forth to fight in the cause of Allah, investigate, and do not say to one who gives you a greeting of peace, "You are not a believer, aspiring for the goods of worldly life." For with Allah are many acquisitions. You yourselves were like that before. Then Allah conferred His favor upon you, so investigate. Indeed, Allah is ever, with what you do, acquainted.